We're on to Part 7, The Food Chain, Chapter 73, Aki. It was a scream that curdled his marrow. Only a monster could make a sound like that. He fled it almost as hard as he fled the creature that voiced it. By noontime, Aki realized it was nearly over. His exhaustion showed in a laboring heart and heavy breathing, but also in a painful sloughing of the outer layers of his skin. His allergic reaction to the water seemed to be aggravated by fatigue. It had grown worse as he frantically dodged in and out amongst the tiny islets. His once smooth, dynamically supple hide was now a rough mass of sores. His mind felt little more agile than his body. Several times he had escaped traps that should have left him meat. Once he had fled a sonar reflection almost into Kathajan's jaws. The giant had grinned and flourished his laser rifle as Aki turned away frantically. It hadn't been by speed or cleverness that Aki escaped. He realized that his enemy was just toying with him. He had hoped to flee northward, toward Toshio's island, but now he was all turned around, and north was lost to him. Perhaps if he could wait until sunset. No, I won't last that long. It's time to end it. The chilling hunt scream pealed out again. The ululation seemed to coagulate the water around him. A large part of Aki's fatigue had come from the involuntary terror that cry sent through him. What devil was it that chased him? A little while ago, he thought he had distantly heard another cry. It sounded like a Terciops search call, but he was probably imagining things. Whatever was going on back at Streaker, they couldn't have spared anyone to look for him. Even if they had, how could anyone ever find him in this wide ocean? He had done Streaker one service in distracting the monster Kathajan, in leading him away from where he could do worse harm. I hope Jillian and Hikahi got back and straightened things out, he thought. I'm sure they did. He took quiet breaths in the shadow of a rock cleft. Kathajan knew where he was, of course. It was only a matter of time until he grew bored with the chase and came to collect his prey. I'm fading, Aki thought. I've got to finish this while there's a chance to win something from it, even if it's just the honor of choosing my own time to die. He checked the charge on his harness cells. There was only enough for two good shots from his cutter torch. Those would have to be from very short range, and no doubt Kathajan's rifle was almost fully charged. With his harness hands, Aki plugged his breather back over his blowmouth. 10 minutes of oxygen remained. More than enough. The high scream echoed again, chilling, taunting. All right, monster. He clenched his jaw to keep from shivering again. Hold your horses. I'm coming.